Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Mawlavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, scholars, and ulama during the history of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. Two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, two Islamic scholars, are invited to today's episode of the program The Teacher, Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Khadai, salam alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about one of the most outstanding scholars, philosophers of the Safavid era, contemporary to Shaykh al-Baha'i, one of, among the athatid or ustad or professors or tutors of Mullah Sadra. He is no one but Mir Muhammad Baqir ibn Muhammad Husseini Astarabadi, mainly known as Mir Damat. Before getting to his scholarly and religious achievements, Sheikh Rouhani, give us an explanation, or is better to say an introduction, to the early life and biography of Mir Damat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Burhan al-Din Mir Muhammad Baqir Mir Damat was born in 969. Or as in, according to some other narrations, 970. His father, Shamsuddin Muhammad al-Husayn al-Astarabadi, was al-Muhaqqiq al-Karaki also. Was al-Muhaqqiq al-Karaki's son-in-law. And of course, this title Damad is used for this scholar. Because he was son-in-law of Muhaqqiq al-Karaki.
So Damad means son-in-law.
Son-in-law, yes, that's right. Okay. Yes. And Mir Damad was also known as Damad because of this, and he is also titled Ustad al-Bashar, or let's say Master of Humanity.
Yes.
And also Al-Mu'allim al-Thalith, because Farabi is the second teacher, Aristotle is the first teacher.
Yes, Al-Mu'allim al-Thalith.
So, yeah, he is the Mu'allim al-Thalith, the third teacher. Mir Damad lived in Mashhad for years, where he learned, rational and transmitted kind of disciplines. He then had a short kind of sojourn in Qazwin and Kashan.
Yes.
And finally, he moved to Isfahan.
Yes.
Of course, he was contemporary to Shaykh al-Baha'i, the other great Safavid scholars. And in the later years of his life, actually, Mir Damad visited Iraq as a pilgrimage to Atabat al-Aliyat, or to the holy shrine of Abu Abdullah and the rest of the Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam, at the time of the Safavi kings.
Yes.
And he passed away somewhere between Karbala and Najaf.
That's right.
And was buried in Najaf al-Ashraf.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much for this nice introduction to his early life and biography. But Sheikh Fadai, as Sheikh Rouhani also said, he is known by the title of Mu'allim al-Thalith, or the third teacher. It's better to say the title of this program is also the teacher. This shows his interests and achievements mainly in the field of philosophy, isn't it? Because Aristotle and Al-Farabi were famous for their achievements in the field of philosophy mostly. So it shows that Mir Damad was also a master of philosophy. Or no, other fields of studies were covered by him during his scholarly life too.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, as you mentioned, Mir Damad was a master in different fields of study.
Okay.
Not only philosophy, but theology, mathematics, jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence, hadith, and some sciences. Mainly he was known for philosophy. And because of his achievements in philosophy, he had this title, the third teacher, or Mu'allim al-Thalith.
Yes.
You know, Aristotle and Farabi got this title because they have a very important impact on the field of philosophy.
Yes.
And Mir Damad was like that.
Yes.
He could have a very important, significant impact on philosophy, because we can say that he was the first one who tried to combine the philosophy of Mashah,
yes,
and the philosophy of Ishraq.
Yes.
In the philosophy of Mashah, which was founded by Aristotle, usually the philosopher is focused on science, on
Ration. Yes, ration sciences.
And
that's right.
In the philosophy of Ishraq, founded by Suhrawardi, mostly they are focused on Ishraq, I mean, yes, on Irfan.
Irfan, that's right.
And mysticism.
It's a kind of, we can say, as they call it, for example, illuminative thoughts,
yes,
or illumination or mystical Irfani thoughts. Yes. That's right.
You know, but in the Mir Damad school of thought,
yes,
they are not going to oppose the philosophy of mm-hmm. Ishra or philosophy,
yes,
of Mashah.
Yes.
But he believed that this was not complete.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to confirm it with the Shia theological belief.
Yes.
And it's better to combine it with Nagl, which,
yes,
is Quranic verses and Ahadith.
That's right.
This combination mainly is known for Mullah Sadra, Sadruddin Shirazi. But if we want to consider that deeply, the first one who,
yes,
had this idea was,
right,
Mir Damad.
Yes.
And Mullah Sadra could improve that.
Yes.
Could complete that.
As a student to,
yes,
Mir Damad.
As the student.
Yes.
But the founder of this new field of study or this new school of philosophy,
mm-hmm, yes,
was Mir Damad. Because of this significant impact on the field of philosophy, and we can say that all Islamic philosophers nowadays,
yes,
all of them are his followers.
That's right. Okay.
Because of that, he got this title.
Yes.
And after that, all the main scholars could use his works of,
yes,
philosophy.
And continue his way, as you,
yes,
said, as a mixture of rational sciences and, we can say, a mystical understanding of the philosophy of Islam. But Sheikh Rouhani, it is believed that most of his writing, especially his book Al-Qabasat, were complicated in diction, I mean in wording and in writing. What was the main reason for this?
You know, actually, Mir Damad's, first of all, we should know that some of his philosophical ideas and theories themselves were complicated. That is why whenever your ideas are complicated, then of course you do not have enough, let's say, literature
or wording,
established literature,
yes, okay,
and wording to explain or to express those ideas.
Yes.
This is what was one of the reasons. And the other reason is that sometimes it is the style of some of the authors and writers that,
mm-hmm,
they adopt this kind of style to write,
okay,
a bit, let's say, complicated or difficult. We've had these sort of styles in other, let's say, philosophers' workings as well. For example, in the modern time, it is said about the Wilhelm Hegel, the,
yes,
German philosopher, he had also the same method, that it is said that once someone translated one of his works to another language, then when he presented this translation to Hegel, Hegel said that you expressed my ideas better than me when I read your,
yes,
translation. I understood that
what, right,
I said. Anyhow, among the philosophers, either Muslims or non-Muslim philosophers, we have had this kind of, let's say, method and way,
yes,
of writing that was applied by Mir Damad as well.
Can we say that because his ideas were novel and new on that time, he could be attacked by some of his opponents, especially
could
in Isfahan,
be, yes,
as Mullah,
yes,
Sadra was?
Yeah, as sometimes,
okay,
you rightly mentioned that there were sometimes ideas that were really difficult to be defended
uh-huh,
among the other, let's say, sects or,
that's right,
jurists or the others, because it was really difficult. That's why they sometimes wrote in this way, not to be attacked or not to be, what we can say, excommunicated by,
yes,
the other, let's say, scholars.
As Mullah Sadra himself.
Yeah. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. How much do you believe Sheikh Rouhani Mir Damad had a role in shaping the ideas of Mullah Sadra?
A lot. You know, okay, as it was rightly mentioned by our due guest, that when it comes to epistemological kind of issues,
yes,
we know that in prepatetic philosophy or falsafatu
Masha, that's right,
the followers of Aristotle, this falsafa which was established in the Islamic world by Farabi and Ibn Sina mostly relies on reason, on intellect, particularly as the principle or as the base of his ideas and thought and philosophy. But Mir Damad, plus or let's say in addition to intellectual kind of methods and system, he also relies on a kind of illuminationistic or an inspirative kind, yes, of method, which is a kind of irfani or mystical, yes, kind of approach towards understanding and knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's why it paved the ground for Mullah Sadra to make use of these two kind of methods in his philosophy, in addition to the other kind of methods.
Yes.
So, of course, we can say that here it was Mir Damad who paved, yes, the ground for Mullah Sadra and who opened a kind of new window to the knowledge for the later philosophers,
yes,
who actually followed Mir Damad, okay, in the recent centuries.
And that's why Mir Damad compiled the book Al-Qabasat. You know, it is about Hudus al-Alam. Qabasat haqqul yaqin fi Hudus al-Alam. The concept of Hudus, it seems of much interest to Mir Damad, isn't it, Sheikh Fadai? And we can say, what is he trying exactly to say in this book?
You know, in philosophy, we have two terms, hadith and qadim.
Yes.
Hadith means something which appeared in a time, and before that time, he was not any existent. But qadim means something which was, and even in the era and situation that we didn't have even time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is hard to understand.
Yes.
How is it possible to be before time?
Yes.
But it is a reality. Mostly philosophers believe that the only Qadim is God.
Mm-hmm.
And the other creatures and other beings, it's better to say other beings,
yes,
other beings, all of them are Hadis.
Yes.
Mir Damad, we can say, was one of the pioneers of this belief.
Mm-hmm.
But before him, some philosophers used to believe that we have some more Qadim, more than God, not,
yes,
God, and,
yes,
other beings can be Qadim as well.
Okay.
But Mir Damad said, no, the only Qadim is God, and the others, or in philosophy, they say mumkin.
Yes.
Other mumkinas, means, yes, possibles.
Probabilities or,
yeah,
possibilities.
Others,
right,
all,
okay,
of them are hadis.
Yes.
So this was a new idea at, mm-hmm, that time. And he had these kind of new ideas a lot. And maybe because of that, people, not people, scholars at that time could tolerate him. And he had to have some journeys even to India. And even he, as you mentioned,
uh-huh,
he had to write his books,
yes,
in the language to be hard for the others to understand.
That's right. Okay. And Sheikh Rouhani, the Burhan al-Aqliya was used as the background for proving the existence of Allah or God subhanahu wa ta'ala according to a Qadim definition, okay, by Mir Damad. And this was the main reason I think he compiled such a book, Al-Qabasat, isn't it?
Yes, of course. You know, his ideas were really significant at that time because you know that in the history of Islam, if you can shortly mention, we see that after the Ibn Sina or the prepatetic philosophers, we see that mostly the mysticism or urafa,
yes,
actually were the most influential kind of figures in the Islamic world. And they did not give or leave any room for the philosophers later, I mean, after Ibn Sina. In the Sunni world, we do not have any great philosophers after that. But in the Shiite world, thanks to these great philosophers like Mir Damad and Mullah Sadra, we have philosophy.
Yes.
That's why, though some of their ideas might be complicated, might be difficult to be understood, but they played a great role into establishment of new schools of philosophy or remaining philosophy in the Shiite world.
Yes.
That even now we have great, after that we have had great philosophers in the Shiite world opposed to the Sunnite world, the ulum al-aqli, the rational kind of knowledge and disciplines remained.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Mir Damad. Of course, the book Al-Ghabasat and also the concepts of Hadith, Hudus, and Qadim are really complicated matter. It needs much time to elaborate on that, and it is a separate program, inshallah, in a radio, Call of Islam page. In a program, we try to cover such concepts too. As we said at the beginning of the program, in the year 1041, according to the Hijra calendar, in a trip that he had to Atabat, he passed away between the city of Karbala and Najaf. His body was taken into the city of Najaf and he was buried over there. Among the most outstanding students of Mir Damad, we can name Mullah Sadra, Sultanul Ulama, and Sayyid Ahmad al-Ameli. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.